Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, January 26th. It's Australia Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's grocery department, featuring 25% off jars of Vegemite. You know, Australians have long believed that you can improve your golf game by smearing Vegemite on your golf club. You can't go wrong with a Vegemite sandwich. Today's big special announcement, we are welcoming at Sears Stores, who are joining our advertising team. Welcome, Sears. Great to have you on board. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Vegemite notwithstanding, it'd be a great time to be in the land down under. It's a cold one up here, currently minus 13 degrees, feeling more like minus 20, but working our way up to a balmy high of minus 8. Looking like a bit of a gray sky at this point, but we might see some sunshine later this afternoon. And a random daily shout out on Australia Day to boomerangs. Did you know that Australia's biggest export is boomerangs? It's also their biggest import.
All right.
Well, Australia Day is a g'day, mate, to celebrate all things about the land down under. Sorry, I'm not qualified to do the accent. Australia is widely deemed as a great place to live and a top travel destination. You know, there's much to learn and appreciate about the oldest, driest, and did you know, the flattest inhabited continent in the world. According to Bill Bryson, Australia is the home to the largest living thing on Earth, the Great Barrier Reef, the largest monolith, Uluru, and has more things that will kill you than anywhere else. And one of their favorite sports is cricket, which has a side effect of making all other human endeavors look interesting and lively. And in some research I did, I learned that kangaroo mothers hate the rainy season because their joeys are stuck playing inside. And if they spend too much time playing inside, they become couch potatoes. It is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Did you go with Men at Work?
I did not. I'm going to give another.
These
guys are like, you think of Australia, you think of music, like 80s.
Men at Work.
AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, that's what I think of. And then I searched and I was like, oh, I forgot NXS. I mean, I love success back in the day. I forgot, like, Midnight Oil was Australian.
Yes.
Right? Like, even the Bee Gees, even though they were British, they actually relocated to Australia and did a lot of the recordings and stuff down there. But I said, and even Crowded House, didn't realize they were Australian. They're some of my faves as well. So lots of my faves are Australian. But we're going to go with AC/DC, and I'm a fan of songs. You know, I love lyrics, but I'm also a fan when... when you literally hear the first 2 seconds of a song and you know what song it is. And that's Back in Black, right? By AC/DC. There's nobody, almost nobody on this earth, and when they hear those first, that first bit of that riff, that is not that song. So
absolutely, there's funny stuff.
Man. Dude, there's... So what I didn't know was that... that song itself was a tribute. It became a tribute to the former singer, because I forgot. I was 4 years old back then, but the singer had died. So that's not, I guess it became after that a tribute song once it was released, but it's one of the most famous guitarists, I think, in all of rock and roll. So we're going to go with Back in Black. And hopefully one day we'll be back here eventually when we reopen. But I also think of Back in Black. It's just getting back to where you belong, like back in the groove, back in the sort of things. So one day, people, coronavirus will be history. We don't know when that day will be, but we know based on history that nothing lasts forever, right? So let's continue to keep our head up, keep pushing forward, keep supporting each other. And, you know, one day I'm going to, once we get the okay, I'm going to blast this song. Blast this song in tribute to us getting back to where we belong as a planet. So Back in Black is the pick on today, Australia Day. But you could go with so many AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Paul talked about Thunderstruck, Shook Me All Night Long, which is another one of those. You hear the very beginning and it takes you back. So AC/DC is my pick today, Back in Black.
All right. Great energy. That's awesome. And yes, it's time to ditch the Corona and pick up a Fosta. let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Today, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center, who wrote the book on bankrupt pet stores. Venturo, what have you got for us today?
Today I'm gonna deviate from Wednesday's book and the theme, and I'm gonna spotlight Bell's Let's Talk Day today. Did you know that according to the Mental Health Commission of Canada, 1 in 5 Canadians are affected by mental health and addiction issues in this year? So our awesome social worker Martha has provided us with a short read with some great resources for people that need help with and for people that want to provide some information to people that might be affected by mental health. We know that this past 2 years has been tough for a lot of people, dealing with COVID, dealing with their kids, dealing with job losses, so many issues. So I want you to check out the short read. Check out our show notes today. You'll see, get a link to that short read. And in addition to that, don't forget, Bell will donate 5 cents for every text, tweet, Snapchat, or social media post referencing Bell Let's Talk today. So go on social media, just do something to get that 5 cent contribution going, and check out the resource as well. You've got a lot of free resources for people that need counseling in Ontario and Manitoba as well. So again, a big shout out to Martha, and that's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Excellent. And as irritated as we can be with Bell, this is a great initiative, something we really need to jump behind. And a quick note for anybody out there, take a moment to reach out to somebody that you think might be struggling, and just give them a little bit of a boost today. Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate at the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm going through some ups and downs, but my trampolining skills are amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, today you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Remember, bonus bucks are earned each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud. We had lots of laughs last week, so there's a $4 carry forward this week. And I have 3 questions in my hand about Australia, brought to you by Sears Travel Agency. Australia, with all its spiders and creatures and venom, is trying to kill you.
James, I just wondered, yes. With Sears, when did they get divorced from Simpson?
Ooh, gosh. Yeah, because I remember my mom calling it Simpson Sears way back in the day. You know, after we went to the Woolco on our way home from a quick stop at the Woolworths. I don't know, we'll have to get our fact checkers on that one. They've been doing a pretty good job lately. Question number 1. Before Melbourne was Melbourne, it was a small settlement on the Yarra River founded by John Batman, who originally called it what? Matt Schulman.
He called it Novak Jokerville.
Oh, that's a gen y'all for sure.
I don't know why it didn't stick.
Because he couldn't stay.
Where's Principal Botnick?
I just want to say thank you for the shout out to my people. Batman? Related to Spider-Man, Superman. Anyway, with Batman, I'm sure it'd be too easy to have an answer to something like Gotham City. So I'm going to go with the default Bruce.
Oh, I'm out of here, Bruce.
Hey, ladies and Bruces.
We launched it at $16 there. It was actually originally called Batmania. I don't know why that didn't stick. That's such a cool name. Okay, question number 2. According to some research that I made up for this question, what's one thing that kangaroos and emus can't do? Vice Principal Botnick.
The locomotion.
with or without you. $4. Matt Schulman.
I've never heard either species do slam poetry.
Oh, goodness gracious. The research I made up said they can't go backwards. And apparently that's tied into them being on the flank. So, more things to think about. Question number three. If the beloved koala is now a threatened animal in Australia, but for a very interesting reason, what is that reason? Matt Schulman.
Sadly, it's due to mental health illness. One day I asked a koala to tell me about their problems. He said, "Why do people keep calling us bears? We're not bears. We're from a venerable family of marsupials, closely related to the wombat." I got an earful that day.
$5 and 6 hashtags for Bell Let's Talk. His principal partner.
Well, related to this, threatened because the koala is a strong supporter of the anti-vaxxer movement. And unfortunately, the K-19 viruses have a devastating effect on the koala.
Oh,
all with K's.
Very good, sir. $6. You don't know how close you are. It's another word that starts with K, actually, that's threatening them. Chlamydia, of all things. But, Bell, let's not talk about that. let's add up the tally here. 6, 5, 20.
Well, what scares me is who actually discovered that. You know what I mean?
And it is the land down under, right?
Actually, there is a book about each. No, never mind.
That's for next Wednesday.
Right.
We come in at $36, so a great lunch for everybody, including dessert. And there's going to be lots of donations for Bell Let's Talk today. It is Wednesday. Let's get to Wednesday's word.
Well, a Wednesday's word. I must say, having lived in Australia, I'm very proud of the country for all the innovations. I don't know if most of you know their engineering prowess. The world leader in the development of cans. Apparently, they have more kangaroos than any other place in the world. And today's word, kangaroo.
Oh, goodness. Well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Special shout out to Todd and Laws on Australia Day. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.